This is episode number 2123 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The most popular show on Disney Plus globally in 2021 was not Star Wars.
No.
Or Marvel related. No, none of those.
Oh.
Number one show on Disney Plus globally last year, The Simpsons.
Oh, gosh.
Followed by the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, which I guess is a little kid show.
Yes.
And a show called Bluey. I don't know, Bluey. I don't know. Yeah, but Star Wars is like down here, The Mandalorian at number six. I mean, that's...
Wow.
And then Loki, which was the Marvel series, was at five. And then you've got WandaVision and Grey's Anatomy was in the top 10. So there you go. Yep. Looks like a lot of babysitting in 2021 with Mickey Mouse Club and Bluey.
Well, Bluey is also a little kid show.
Yeah, right. Right, right, yes. Right. So, yeah, I would have guessed that like the most popular show on Disney Plus would be some of those Imagineering docu-series or any of that, you know, Behind the Magic or whatever they call it. Yeah. Those are the best. Those are the best.
The best.
The documentaries on Disney Plus. Anyway. I thought I'd share that with you. It is time for the Who Cares News. And here's Morgan.
If an award show happens without any press,
yeah,
audience, or A-listers parading down a red carpet,
yeah,
did it even happen at all?
I don't think so.
If a tree falls in the woods?
I know. Does it make any noise? Yeah.
Now, according to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association...
Uh-oh. Okay, I know where you're going with this.
Those people.
The Globes...
This Sunday's Golden Globes will go on, but just with a sliver of its usual attendees.
Wait a minute. It's not even being televised. So they're going to do it? That's interesting.
Now they claim
who's going to watch?
Yeah, you know, COVID-19, the Omicron variant surge.
Oh, yeah. They're blaming it on that.
There'll be no audience, which
not their ultra
is responsible.
White, not their ultra-white practices and,
yeah, they're
and
trying
people
to,
of no color. And
they're trying to clean up their act.
They're trying to...
A little too
Hollywood
late,
has kind of ostracized these guys.
Yeah. I think probably they don't have anybody who would want to come.
No. So. I heard this week, no celebrity presenters. No, nobody wants to present.
Right.
Celebrities don't even want to show up.
Nope. Now, I will say I can support the whole, you know, no crowd for Omicron. But
yeah, yeah. Sure,
only select members and grantees will be allowed and will be required to show proof of vaccination, a booster shot, and a negative PCR test taken within 48 hours of the event. So there was no mention of a live stream or other virtual way to tune in, which is fine.
You're just going to have to pretend like you can see it in your head. Oh, man, that looks great. Nobody is supporting the Globes. NBC said they will not televise it.
Right.
So it's not being televised. And who's going to be there? There's no audience. It's like, I think last year they had it late. I remember they had a small audience. They were in New York.
Uh-huh.
They had a stage, but the audience was like, there was like 20 people in a room and they were all veterans.
Nobody wants to televise it.
No.
Nobody
yeah,
wants
no.
to attend.
No.
They'll probably have to rent a rec room under the name of like Joe Smith's birthday party.
Hope there's a bounce house.
And they'll be filming
and
it
cake.
On. They'll be filming it on a phone. Well, Kimmy Kardashian is seemingly unfollowed Miley Cyrus on Instagram.
Uh-oh. I think there's a little jealousy over the New Year's Eve thing with her little boy toy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this, as you can figure, this followed her, Miley's live New Year's Eve special with old Petey Davidson.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Boy toy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, before the special, Miley seemingly put the moves on Pete.
Ooh.
And she serenaded him on the Tonight Show.
Huh?
She sang.
It.
I'm sorry. It should have been me. Because you know she has a low voice.
Yeah, she does. I actually caught.
It should have been me.
Got the wardrobe malfunction on YouTube, and I'm thinking, man, she sounded pretty mannish. She needs to give up them smokes.
So then, following the Tonight Show appearance,
yeah,
Miley was spotted heading to Pete's Staten Island condo.
What you talking about, Willis?
Very same condo where Kim was also spotted last month sneaking out.
What?
Trying to do the walk of shame in the morning.
Oh, man. Well, no wonder she unfollowed her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Kim actually called Pete up and said,
get her out of there.
I called her all kinds of names, I'm sure.
Get that floozy beepity beep out of there.
Right.
She doesn't have a butt.
No, she doesn't. Or much of anything
else.
I'm
going to be a lawyer. She's done. So I'll sue her. So my question would be,
Yes.
Did she go in and stay?
Right?
See, no one's talking about that.
But why else would she be going there? Seriously. Hey, yeah. Pete, we're going to rehearse tonight. Uh-huh. We're going to rehearse tonight.
Now, while Molly and Pete were in Miami doing their live TV special, Kim was at home in L.A. with her kids for New Year's Eve.
Huh.
But. Don't fret.
I'm fretting.
Don't fret for Kim and Pete. Mm. They reunited this week to travel to the Bahamas together on a private jet.
Pete, you know.
Because stars are freaking just like us.
You don't want to pass up the private jet thing. Just ask Tom Brady. Anyway, I'm curious because I didn't see this. Did Miley and Pete have a little smoochy smooch on New Year's Eve on the air? Did they kiss each other on the cheek? Because you kiss people.
That's true.
New Year's Eve. You kiss people.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that until you brought it up.
Miley probably could care less about Pete Davidson. I think she would just be like, I think she just wants to play with him. You know what? I just want to toy around with this guy.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't need a relationship.
But is Pete Davidson serious? See, that's... yeah. Here's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Is that she's too young for him. He's not interested.
Now listen, if he takes up with Halle Berry, we're going to have words. We are going to have words. Dude.
She might be on the list.
Keep your mitts off. I mean it.
She might be on the list. Van would pound him. Pound him.
Stand in line, Van. Stand in line. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.